Good morning, Commissioner Kenny Kyler, elected in District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, Manchester areas. I love Carroll County, all of it, not just those areas. About 2.5 years into this job, completed 3 budgets. Again, I love Carroll County and I need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. Solar and ag, I try to bring up every time. We thought we settled it in Carroll, but the Public Service Commission and the state can't overrule it. So far, they've allowed 98% of them to be approved. They have between 7 and 10 in Carroll County. They've already approved a couple. More hearings should happen in July. We've appealed a decision, and a spreadsheet on our website should show you the schedule as we learn it. And they've changed things a few times, and we try to keep it as updated as we can. We're updating our master plan. Subcommittees are meeting now and talking. If you have any input, please let us know. Again, there should be plenty of information on the website. PSEG is working on a transmission line to get approval for it from the Public Service Commission. And we need to keep fighting. They, I think, had a pretty bad hearing last in federal court trying to get access to land. They're working on that, but at the same time, they're telling PSC they need to bump up their schedule. I still think there's no way they can get approvals and complete the job on time. As a past contractor, the last thing you want to do is complete a job late and get penalized. Hopefully, again, we need to keep fighting. We need to keep fighting on the solar, too. The judges have listened to us. There's so much into climate change and worries about that. Some valid, most are not. But because of that, it's reluctant to see them disapprove anything. But we need to keep fighting that too. Budget process complete for this year. I think we did a good budget. We did have some increased revenue. And without us raising taxes, the one that's inconsistent and hard to figure, income tax was up a little. So I don't know what that means for next year. We'll see. Between state budget problems, federal cuts, and a lot remains to be seen on how it's going to impact us. The state, with their deficit, tends to pass costs on to us, the counties, and Baltimore City to help them balance their budget. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be another state session, probably September, October, that could change things. I think they'll see then all the tax raises we've seen may not generate as much revenue as they thought. So we'll see what happens in the fall. CCPS got their waiver for blueprint, and that was very much needed, and I appreciate AIB and Rachel Heiss for coming through with that waiver. I hope this will cause them to see that, contrary to the Kerwin Committee, you can't develop a perfect school in the state of Maryland. You need to develop perfect schools in Carroll, in Allegheny, in Garrett, in Prince George's, in Baltimore City. It's not as easy as they pretended it to be. Last few weeks, Veterans Advisory Committee is soon to meet again. Carroll Community College Board of Trustees soon to meet again. Ag Center Board, several others were at the torch run with the various police forces, and that was awesome. There's been events at the Farm Museum, volunteer recognition. Went to Correctional Academy graduation. We're now doing monthly meetings with Carroll County Health Department, which really, really helps with our communication back and forth there. Farm Museum makes me think a little bit. There's so many volunteers in Carroll County, be them Rec and Parks, Ag Center, individual nonprofits, the Farm Museum. There's so many volunteers. We could not afford to get what we get done in Carroll County if we had to pay all those people to complete those tasks. On a personal note, Manchester Wrestling celebrated its 50th season. We had a very nice picnic, probably 200 people, and it was great to see everybody. We saw some of the, I'll say, a while back wrestlers. Doesn't sound good to say older wrestlers and older coaches, but we did see them. Rhonda and I went this past Saturday to Bella McCree. It was great event. If you haven't seen it, look at their group and what they do. We talked to a lot of people that we met there last year. We also spent a good bit of time talking to Jeff Laird and Donna Jean from WTTR. They were at the event. Rhonda got to pose with the Ghostbusters for a couple of photos. It was a great time. As far as meetings go, this is the end of our fiscal year, so there's a lot of agenda items approving spending that was in the 2025 budget. We get a lot of questions, a lot via email, on details from the meetings. We don't have time to answer every individual with their questions about the meetings. Many of them are slight misunderstandings, or they didn't really read the briefing paper or the agenda or follow the meeting. And I encourage you to do all that. We have a lot of info that we put out, and we appreciate it if people see it. Looking at some of the things that have happened lately, again, the torch run with all the law enforcement people, Ag Center, went to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office Correctional Academy class graduation, also went to their earlier one for the deputies. Awesome events and great to see it. One was at Pantherplex, one was at the community college, and great facilities again in Carroll County. The Farm Museum, I mentioned there were some events. There was an advisory board picnic to honor some of them, and there was also a volunteer recognition evening. And again, there's so many volunteers. I've got to mention one of the agenda items that started our last meeting. It was grant approval, this one for the circuit court. There's so many grants that people in Carroll County, be it the sheriff's office, state's attorney, the judges, Carroll County office building itself, so many grants that we get and approve and spend other people's tax money instead of Carroll County's to get some things done. We celebrated last meeting, that was the 30th anniversary of the Carroll County Equestrian Center, an awesome group near Mount Airy. They've been around, obviously, for 30 years, and we honored them, but it was also Rec and Parks Month, and we celebrated that. I mentioned what Ron and I did Saturday. That was awesome. During the week, we went to a dinner, the Maryland Municipal League. When they do their meeting in Mount Airy, they just do both Carroll County and Frederick County. So it's a good evening, not a real quick meeting, but a good meeting. At our last meeting, we also approved the award, the contract award, for the construction of the new state's attorney's office. There were two vendors that they narrowed it down to, evaluated both proposals, and Public Works decided Dustin Construction, Inc. would be the general contractor for that building. Whiting Turner was second. And of note, it was about $5 million below the established budget for it. So that's always good to see. Coming up, we got this week will be Maryland's Boys State program at McDaniel College. That's always great for a lot of the Carroll County kids. Going backwards, in the last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of graduations. Carroll Community College, Gateway School, Mann Valley. I went also to Winters Mill graduation. We had we do a lot of stuff with the Chamber of Commerce, and last week was the breakfast. We do five breakfasts at libraries, and the libraries that are in our individual districts. And last week was Commissioner Gordon at Westminster, and that was an awesome morning. We did have a solar hearing on June 5th. We'll have more in early July. And again, I thank all of the people that come talk for or against. Whatever you feel, you're a citizen of Carroll County and you deserve to have the state hear why you think it's important to do it or not do it. Now, the majority in Carroll County seem to be opposed to the locations. And again, they're on ag remainders, which are too close to many houses. One of the things that upsets me, again, I've said that Public Service Commission, there's not a whole lot of things they disapprove, but they're doing some waivers on setbacks and screening. And that's just not fair to the residents around the solar projects. They need to, if they're going to improve them, they need to at least abide by the screening that the state set up last session, which is less restrictive than what Carroll County's done. I'd love to see them do all of Carroll County's. Last week, I went to the Carroll County Realtors legislative panel at Piney Branch, and that was a great event, and a lot of great people there. They had their lobbyists there, and so we learned a lot about last session that affected real estate. We evidently had a bump, I think, in April of house sales, but it's tough in Carroll County. There's just no inventory. We need to work on that. Lastly, I cannot stress enough our positive relationship with Annapolis. We don't always agree, but we do have people's ears there. We meet the governor's staff. We meet various secretaries. We're very active in Mako. Commissioner Rothstein had a Mako retreat last week. Summer Mako is coming up in August in Ocean City, and we're setting up meetings now. The last 2 years, we've very much taken advantage of who's in attendance there and tried to have meetings with Carroll County, some of our directors and office staff based on which secretary it is and what the topic is, and the commissioners that are there. So we'll keep doing it that again. Again, Kenny Kyler, elected in District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, Manchester, but I love all of Carroll County and want to cover all of Carroll County. I filed to run for a second term. Commissioner Rothstein's termed out, but the other four of us all can run for another term and all have chosen to file to run for another term. So hopefully you like what we're doing and you'll support us again. And if not, please call me at 443-986-1458 and let me know what you don't like, or email me at the county email address. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you again in about a month.